my favorite is when they say, oh, his arm's really strong and he's really fast and all he has to do is work on his accuracy. I mean, really? All he's got to do is work on his accuracy. That's like having a mailman or something where you say, you know, he doesn't mind cold weather at all, and he's got a great vehicle. All he's got to do is figure out how to deliver the mail.
Do you actually have a parrot? Do I hear a parrot in the background?
I had to get a parrot. The trouble is, if you have commitment issues, you know, those parrots live as long as people do. It's kind of funny you bring it up. My brother had a parrot. And that parrot didn't last long. I'm not sure his wife didn't kill the parrot. But the parrot loves my brother. My brother's always had a way with the animals.
Not with that animal, apparently.
Well, no, with this parrot he did. The parrot loved him. And they say parrots lock on to one person. Okay, they get a favorite person type of deal. And that bird, he lived in a tri-level, and that bird would come walking up the stairs each morning, and his wife's name was Lisa. And that parrot, in a really creepy, evil voice, would go, Lisa, Lisa, and be outside the bedroom door and say, can the little bird come in, Lisa, you know. And I guess it just creeped her out like crazy. And then, you know, would do stuff like kind of coax her in and snap at her. And, you know, as the story goes, as I remember it. That sounded like kind of a fun parrot, to be perfectly honest, as long as you don't buy into the notion the parrot's possessed or care about that, you know.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? You want to get in and join the conversation, 654-7627. If you missed it, that was a little excerpt from our interview with Washington State head football coach Mike Leach from yesterday. You can find that whole interview on the website, as our conversations always are with Coach Leach. Highly entertaining. I would encourage you to find some time and listen to it. But today you can get in here. Clubs of baseball headed your way later today. Again, not ideal weather, but this is the weather you get at this time of year in this state, and there is no way around it. I'm not sure it's going to get all that much better the next couple of days, so baseball coming your way later today, and it's just sort of cold, Ramona, and it's just sort of blah. I mean, it's strange.
Yeah.
It's like it's you know, it can't decide what it wants to do, and it's not really doing anything. I mean, there were like, as I was driving all the way in here, there were like hard, big raindrops hitting my windshield, but it's like they weren't even sticking, so I didn't need the wipers, and yet you could hear them. You know, it's pretty much the way it was all the way in here. Ben Milstead has got himself caught up in the transgender conversation from the other day. Yeah, now, he didn't realize that we did an hour on on that deal the other day. I don't think
he should have known we would.
Well, yeah, but he's you know, away with one of sports, basketball, whatever. I didn't hear that, but he's involved in a conversation, and I don't know the players here. Okay, I don't know. I mean, I just walked in. I don't know who these people are necessarily, but there's a Shannon Grady who is apparently a triathlete and a woman. And she wrote this. She wrote, biological males competing in sports with biological females is demoralizing to all women and girls. Hashtag fair play, hashtag women, hashtag empowering women, hashtag science, hashtag sport, hashtag women in science, hashtag women in sport, hashtag facts. To which someone named Kate Cronin, and I'm sorry, again, I'm late to the deal. So I don't know who Kate Cronin is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether Kate Cronin is a... I don't know whether Kate Cronin is a woman, male, transgender. I don't know who Kate Cronin is, right? I haven't had time to vet Kate Cronin, right? I haven't seen her papers. I don't know where she falls on the scale of 58, but there's that. Have we heard that Clemson baseball has been canceled? Because I just got a text from somebody said that it has. I hadn't heard that as of yet. And I would find that odd, quite honestly. But in any case, text says, Kate is a Twitter warrior and foolish. And here's her response to that, right? She writes to USA Triathlon complaining about what Shannon Grady said. And she writes, "Hey, USA Triathlon, are transphobic comments that serve to marginalize an entire class of athletes within the realm of acceptable conduct of USATA policy?" Kate, I don't know how to break this to you. You're an idiot. You're an absolute 100% USDA grade idiot. There's nothing transphobic in those comments. Nothing. Athletics should not provide one person a competitive advantage over others. It's just that simple. Shannon Grady is not denying anyone their rights in the real world. She is not denying anyone their right to go make a living, to pursue employment, nothing of that nature. We're all for that. What we're opposed to is a male having a competitive advantage over a female. And you can create words. You can call us out for our failure to utilize the terms you find appropriate. But at the end of the day, Kate, what it doesn't change, it doesn't change the fact that you want to allow males to compete against females. And you can spin their developmental stage any way you want. You can spin the fact that these athletes want to call themselves this or that, but what you can't change 20 years of testosterone flowing through your blood. Taking hormonal therapy for 6 to 12 months or a year, whatever, does not change the fact that for 20 years these athletes have had testosterone running through them. There is 20 years worth of competitive advantage built up that you cannot negate with 12 months of hormonal therapy. And so you can sit there and hide behind words like, oh, you're being transphobic. You can call it whatever you want, Kate. But you're full of crap. That's why these people are winning, Kate. That's why 3 consecutive years males have won the Connecticut State High School Female Track Sprint Championships. And those males were not any good when they were competing against other males. They weren't any good. They only became good championship level when they made the switch and suddenly were racing against females. And what, again, is so mind-boggling about all this is that we are in a constant evolution pursuit to protect the rights of female athletes now, to enhance their opportunities through Title IX, through more female sports, through more female opportunities in the world of sport. And I'm all for it. But then at the end of the process, what we want to do is we want to loosey pull the football from Charlie Brown on them. We want to give them more opportunities and then let males win their events. Now, if that's not the dumbest, most counterintuitive thing I've ever heard, then I don't know what is. Then I don't know what is. It's utterly laughable. Utterly laughable. And Ben, in response to Kate Cronin, again, I came in this late. I don't know who Kate Cronin is. I'm not sure if that's the individual that Ben said to me was the transgender who was arguing with Shannon Grady. I'm not 100% sure of that. But they are debating here. So, and Ben wrote, feeling that males should not compete with females is not necessarily transphobic. Just means someone disagrees. Doesn't mean that they're prejudiced or that they don't like you. Exactly. Exactly. It's nothing personal. It's nothing personal. It's not about your opportunities in the real world. It's about the fact that you are not entitled to a competitive advantage against females. I mean, it gets to the point of being absolutely ridiculous. Dexter Wright's putting Nathan Peterman in a powder puff league and he'd be a good quarterback. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Although you're probably right. There's probably some inherent truth to that. I don't know. All I know is that it's just laughable that we have let this get to this stage, and it is laughable that we are being shouted down on this issue, and we need to stand up for this all over the country because it's happening everywhere. And if you don't stand up, what you're facing is creeping incrementalism. These people want to turn this upside down and somehow make this an us issue. This is not an us issue. This is a you issue. There is nobody who is voicing the need for actual fairness and protecting the rights of female athletes who is opposed to the rights in a societal manner of transgenders. Nobody. We are all for your equal opportunity in the real world. But none of that entitles you to compete against females when you are not a female in athletic endeavors. And how that is difficult to understand is beyond me. Utterly laughable. You want to get in 654-7627. By the way, I'm not doing this all day. We have a million things to get to. And there's a lot of football I want to get to as well. Brad Brownell is scheduled to join us at 5 p.m. today, so we'll speak to Coach Brownell a little bit later. Will Wade, the LSU basketball coach, has been suspended by LSU. I think pending termination. I think that it's pretty clear he's finished in my mind. And Ben says that is the transgender athlete. Okay, so that's the transgender athlete, by the way. So there is the other. The Kate woman is a transgender athlete.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
You know, when you look at the Will Wade situation in LSU, it's pretty much a disaster. LSU had no choice but to act. You know, when you have audio and it is breaking in places like Yahoo and people are learning of what has been said, there is no way to spin what was said. The question is it Will Wade? It can't be denied that it is, and therefore the game's over. You're caught. LSU had no choice. And quite honestly, we were headed at warp speed for a potentially disastrous ending to the whole NCAA tournament. I mean, look, LSU is one of the contenders to win the NCAA championship. LSU is in the mix. I mean, they're a team that I had as one of the seven teams that could win it. What are you going to do? Wait for them to win it? And then what? So there was a scenario out there. This is not an LSU team that was destined for the NIT. This is a team that is one of the truly elite teams in the country. What if the worst case scenario happens and they actually won the NCAA tournament? Then right after the tournament, you're going to begin trials? And Wade is going to be one of the featured players in the trials? I don't believe Clemson baseball is canceled. Let me find this out, Ramona.
I don't have anything on it.
I don't know why, Tiger Greg, you wrote me that, because I don't think that's the case. And I highly doubt. No, it is 20 minutes ago, still set to begin at 6 p.m. And that's what I would expect. I looked at the weather, and the weather all day, you know, the hour-by-hour weather. Ramona, you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Hour-by-hour weather in the course of the day. It was like 50% showers at virtually every hour of the day. And initially when I checked it like this morning, later seemed to be much worse. It was like 100%. But more recently when I checked it, it was just like 50% straight through. It's not pouring. And I don't think the weather tomorrow and Sunday is supposed to be all that much better. So I don't think there's... I think they're going to try and get this game in. I think they have to try and get this game in. And quite honestly, I think they'll be able to. I mean, it's just sort of status quo. It's not really doing anything. I mean, it sprinkles some. It's not comfortable. It's not ideal baseball weather. No question about that. But hey, it is what it is. This time of year, this is what you get. That's what you get in this state. So there's that. So Clemson baseball is still scheduled to start at 6 p.m., and that would be my expectation. But regarding the Will Wade thing, you know, look, when the guy is caught, there's not much you can do. So they've suspended him, and my guess is that it is pending termination. I don't see any other alternative. I think he's going to be fired. I think he's going to be fired sooner than later. I wouldn't be surprised if he's dismissed in the next 48 hours. I think that's the first step toward termination. I don't think there's a recovery here. I don't think there's any way. Will Wade, I saw this interview. I retweeted this interview yesterday, Ron. After the story broke, he was asked about it. And he was also asked whether he was given a heads up by Yahoo. And he said, yeah, 20 minutes. So he knew exactly what was coming. He had this little smile on his face, but he looked like a guy who was sitting on a red hot poker. I have never seen anybody look less comfortable than Will Wade did in answering the few questions that he did, which, you know, he basically provided non-answers to. You want to get in, 654-7627. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented polylevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Ready to start your journey to a healthier you? Let Gold's Gym help you reach your fitness goals today. Join Gold's Gym now through Sunday and pay no dues until March 25th. That's right. You can join now and pay later. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. Visit goldsgym.com/no dues to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Minimum commitment and enrollment fee may be required. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends this Sunday, March 10th.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Kunza Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids' entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Kunza Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Absolutely, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Okay, Ramona, apparently I had this wrong. Rachel McKinnon is the transgender athlete. The Kate person is just arguing for it. Rachel McKinnon apparently won a world cycling championship and is allegedly a doctor down on the coast.
Is that right?
Right. As a transgender athlete.
Competing with women.
Competing with women.
And she's the one arguing, or is she the one saying?
Yeah. And again,
is she the one saying that we're genderphobic or whatever she said? Is that the one doing that?
Well, I mean, I think that there were two people doing that. I think that she apparently is, and this Kate woman is, or.
Oh, so they're piling.
You know, it's
on.
A hard conversation to even have because you don't really know, you know. Based on where they stand right now, is it, do you use the pronoun he, she, you know, is, there are logistic elements to even having the conversation. Yeah, you know, but it's utterly laughable that a transgender won an event against women and thinks that they have some reason to celebrate. Again, here's the deal. You didn't win anything. All right, you didn't win anything. No one recognizes you. You can put up your little plaque or trophy, whatever. You can do all that, but no one recognizes anything that you did. Nobody. I think this is a different Rachel McKinnon that I just pulled up. I don't think this is the Rachel McKinnon. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. It's hard to even follow. Allegedly, Michael Bennett has been dealt to the New England Patriots. We learned earlier that he was not going to re-sign in Philadelphia. And according to numerous reports, the Patriots have acquired Michael Bennett for draft pick compensation. All right, this means multiple things. It means that Trey Flowers will not be coming back to New England, I don't think. Michael Bennett can fill that exact role and perhaps even better than Flowers can. Michael Bennett's a really good football player. At times he's been an off-field problem, and I think he still has a legal hurdle to clear if I remember correctly. But I think it's it's a really good pickup for the Patriots, and we'll find out what the draft pick compensation is for him. I have not seen I have not seen exactly what the compensation is regarding the draft picks, but I think it's a good deal for the Patriots. And then elsewhere, the New York Giants dealt Olivier Vernon to the Cleveland Browns for Kevin Zeitler. And I actually think that's a good deal for both sides. From a Cleveland standpoint, they needed somebody opposite Myles Garrett to rush the passer. Olivier Vernon is not an elite NFL pass rusher. He's a quality NFL pass rusher, which means he's a perfect guy to be your number two pass rusher, to play opposite of Myles Garrett. And Cleveland moves one step closer to being a legitimate big-time playoff team and a threat. Cleveland, if you had told me 2 years ago that the Cleveland Browns were going to be a contender, I would have said you just escaped from an asylum somewhere. I would say there's no way. But in fact, here we are, and the Cleveland Browns are moving to contender status. They may be the favorite to win that division. And adding Olivier Vernon opposite Myles Garrett is exactly what they needed. Exactly what they needed. So it's a great move from their standpoint. It's a great move from their standpoint for another reason. Bobby, I'll come to you in a minute. It's that Kevin Zeitler, who's a really good football player, really good offensive guard, top flight, top 20% offensive guard in the National Football League. But they have a guy named Austin Corbett from Nevada who they drafted, who they think is ready to take his place. And I do too. I think Corbett is a lot like Zeitler, a younger version. So a really good player just waiting for his turn. And the Browns don't think they're going to lose anything there, and neither do I. So from the Browns standpoint, it was an absolute no-brainer kind of deal. No-brainer kind of deal. From the Giants' standpoint, I think the same is true. The Giants need pass rush, and losing Olivier Vernon doesn't help that. But the Giants originally way overpaid for Olivier Vernon. They paid him like a top-flight pass rusher, gave him top-flight pass rusher type of money. That's not who he is. And as such, you know, I don't think it was a bad idea to move on from him. They're still going to have to address that position. But the Giants still desperately need to upgrade that offensive line, which they've done. Hernandez is going to come on. They need to upgrade those guard positions. And I think adding Zeitler massively upgrades that offensive line, which they've been trying to fix. So I think it's a pretty good deal from their standpoint as well. The one question I would have is, since the Giants still need pass rush, is there any implication here in making this deal that maybe they're not going Haskins at six? That maybe what the Giants are actually going to do now is take one of those pass rushers at six to try and fix the offensive line and then try and replace the pass rush piece. And I think that's possible. So that makes me wonder about that a little. And then I also wonder if the Giants could conceivably consider going edge rusher and then trying to trade their second pick, the 37th overall, with maybe some sweetener to Arizona for Josh Rosen. These are the things I would be doing if I was the Giants. I would be exploring these possibilities, trying to figure out, because the one thing the Giants have right now is picking six. They're in a position to address their quarterback situation. The Giants don't typically pick this high in the draft, nor do they want to be picking this high in the draft. So, you know, the Giants still at some point, seemingly now, need to come away with a quarterback. But this move makes me wonder a little bit about the certainty of the Giants and Haskins and that connection. Makes me wonder a little bit. Because, again, it opens up a much more significant need for the Giants in terms of finding an edge guy, a pass rusher. Now, perhaps they can do that in free agency. Perhaps they could do that. That's why this is always like a giant jigsaw puzzle, and you have to find a way to fit all the pieces together. You can get in 654-7627, but Michael Bennett to the New England Patriots. And again, my assumption is that this means the Patriots are not going to invest in Trey Flowers. You know, look, the thing is, the Patriots have a lot of work to do. They really don't have any receiving core right now, and they have a defensive line that was hit, that lost three key pieces. Two nose tackle types, and Danny Shelton and Malcolm Brown, and then Trey Flowers. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Walt, just a quick little minute to kind of explain to you all this transgender fiasco is actually happening. The left are identifying people. Now, tell me if you can check these blocks. You're white. You're male. You're cisgender. You're heterosexual. And you were able-bodied. And you were born in the United States. Now, what the left says, that if you don't check those boxes, if you check all those blocks or boxes, you're privileged. If you don't check all those boxes, you're oppressed. And so the most oppressed people in our culture and society today are non-white, transgender, homosexual, foreign-born. And they're going to do everything in their power to alleviate the oppression that those people feel. And that's why that it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate the call. You know, again, I don't want to get into a long conversation about, I don't want to make it totally political, and I don't want to explore all these elements. We're still a sports talk show, but this is a sports talk issue. This is a sports issue. You can't have biological men winning female sporting events. It's just that simple. It's not being against anybody. It's not having it out for anybody. It's not being transphobic. That's absolute, utter nonsense. And I will never allow you to frame the debate in that manner. All you're doing, like this Kate woman, all she's doing is she's throwing out terms to try and scare you into submission. Well, We can't scare. It's counterintuitive. It doesn't pass any common sense muster test. It's just this simple. You can't allow males to compete against females and win their events. And I'm sorry. We can say transgender. They're males. They're pre-surgical, non-surgical, 20 years worth of life, males. Their body has been formed by 20 years of being a male. Their muscular structure has been formed by 20 years of being a male. And just because you take hormones for 12 months does not change the 20 prior years. Your formative years. It does not. So it's not being transphobic, anti-transgender. You are trans stupid. You are trans moron. If you don't understand the common sense element of this, no one is denying you your rights. Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, so here's the, I have this Dr. Rachel McKinnon, world champion cyclist, PhD in philosophy and professor, public intellectual, trans woman, which means you're not a woman at all. And so you, doctor, evidently won some world champion cycling event by competing against women. When you're not a woman. I'm sorry, you're not. I understand you want to declare yourself a woman. And that's fine. Outside the realm of sporting activity, you can declare yourself anything you want. I don't care what you declare yourself, and I'll abide by it. Call yourself an astronaut. Call yourself the Prince of Wales. I don't care what you call yourself. I'll call you anything you want. But in the realm of athletic competition, you have no right competing against women because, I'm sorry, doctor, you're not a woman. And it's embarrassing that you think you won something. Absolutely embarrassing. You didn't win anything. Listen to these idiots. Stephanie Hayden, the only bullying I'm observing is your own towards Dr. McKinney, disrespecting her legal gender, sex, and maliciously misgendering her. Ben Milstead warned me about that term. Misgendering her. The only bullying, this is unbelievable. This woman right here, this Stephanie Hayden, is why we're headed toward the end of the world. This woman right here sums up in this tweet everything that is wrong with this society. Here's the tweet. She is defending Dr. McKinnon against the suggestion of others. And here's what she says. The only bullying I'm observing is your own towards Dr. McKinnon disrespecting her legal gender sex and maliciously misgendering her. That is classic transgender hostile bullying, regardless of one's opinion on participation in sport. Oh, my God. Just slam my head against the wall. Every single political hot word, hot button word is in this tweet. I mean, this woman should write books on it. We have bullying. We have disrespect. We have legal gender sex. We have malicious misgendering. We have hostile bullying. All in one tweet. All in one tweet. The only bullying I'm observing is your own towards Dr. McKinnon, disrespecting her legal gender sex. No one is disrespecting her legal gender sex. No one is bullying. No one is maliciously misgendering her. Get this through your thick skull, Stephanie. That is a male. And Dr. Male McKinnon is winning women's races because Dr. McKinnon was a male most of her life. And you know that old saying, you can't put the genie back in the bottle? Ding, ding, ding. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. When you've had testosterone pulsing through you for 20 years, you are a male. You want to declare yourself a female from a legal standpoint? That's fine. I'm all for you. That does not give you the right to trample on the rights of others in athletic endeavors. You do not get to have a competitive advantage over females. You know, look, here's the simple litmus test for the level of your athletic excellence. When you were a male, when you called yourself a male, because you're still a male, when you were a male, were you winning cycling championships against other males? Were you the world champion when you were a male? I didn't think so. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We're late. We'll be right back.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and his Tigers close out the regular season at home as they host our friends from New York, the Syracuse Orange, in Little John as we prepare for ACC tournament play. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Linex of Anderson.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our eight homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save $5, $10, and $20 with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, Colgate toothpaste or Extra Clean or Classic Clean toothbrushes are only 88 cents. Save a dollar on any two Clorox items. And Cottonelle bath tissue, 12 big rolls, just $5. Sign up for your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Landscaper Supply of Easley is your source for Ferris zero-turn mowers, the best mowers for max productivity. Landscaping pros rely on Ferris zero-turn mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley for getting the job done. And they're manufactured in Maiden, North Carolina. As a landscaping company, you can trust Ferris zero-turn mowers. Come to the open house March 13th, 420 Williams Avenue off 123, 859-4230. Ferris Zero Turn Mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley.
It's that time of year again when everyone is a basketball fan. Join 105.5 The Roar for Madness and Mayhem at Local Q, Monday, March 18th from 4 to 7. All our hosts will be there giving you all the information you need to fill out your bracket. Mickey, Zach, Brad, Ben, Quok, Kelly, and Walt breaking down the brackets at the tip-off show, Monday, March 18th from 4 to 7. Local Q on Orchard Park Drive in Greenville. Remember, 21 and older. It's the tip-off show, Local Q on 105.5 The Roar.
No one's better than Walt Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Think of it as a cleansing of the mind.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Downhill the river. Needs to see.
Texas as well between this show, the show about LeBron the other day. The secretary piece, I have to say, 2019 is amazingly your best stuff yet. Just keep it going, bro. And we're getting lots of positive comments on it. Again, Texas as well, thanks for taking up the debate and making common sense out of it. Jay says, trans stupid, best thing I've heard, hardest I've laughed in a long time, and I listen to your show every single day. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. It just did. But, hey, listen, we appreciate it. But, you know, again, this is just such common sense. And it's unbelievable because these people just want to back you into the corner and make you feel bad. They want to throw out all these hot button words at you and call you names and say that you're disrespect. No, none of that is happening. None of that is what's happening. What we're trying to protect are the rights of females to compete against females in athletic endeavors. That's it.
It has nothing to do with the rights of those individuals. You cannot favor the right of one and stomp on the rights of many in the process. Do you not get that? I mean, transgender males have won the 100 and 200 meter sprints, high school sprints in Connecticut, the girls' sprints the last 3 years. Knocking out the two-time defending state champion who couldn't defend her state title because she had to go up against a male. And they don't want me to say that. That's what they don't want me to say. They don't want me to say the hot button word I'm not supposed to use, the politically incorrect word, is to say male. I'm sorry, that's what you are. I'm not talking about
your... Well, when it comes to sports,
Right. I'm not talking about your legal definition. I'm accepting of that. You want to call yourself a female? Call yourself a female. You want to be a female in real life? Be a female in real life. You want to dress like a female? Fine. You want to be employed as a female? Fine. I am all in favor of your rights in the real world. But when it comes to the arena of athletics, you are a male. You don't get to reclassify yourself because you can't erase 20 years. If you've had testosterone in your body for 20 years, your muscles have correspondingly grown. You have been a male. So because you suddenly start calling yourself something else or begin hormone therapy, that does not change 20 years worth of testosterone. And it is just that simple. You don't get to compete against actual women. You don't. Because it is not fair to them. You are trampling on their rights. Trampling. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Hey, Kevin, appreciate you getting
in. Caller here. Just wanted to get in. Yes, sir, thank you. Just wanted to bring up one quick point, if I could.
Yeah.
You know, I know we were speaking about transgender women. I'm not sure the exact terminology, but, you know, also it seems like it's this protected class where nothing is really defined yet. So also females that are going through the process of transitioning and they have already started the process of receiving male testosterone, but, you know, they don't really classify themselves as full men yet, are still allowed to compete in female sports. And what brought it to my attention was actually an MMA fight where one of the females was actually receiving testosterone because, you know, she stated that she was transitioning to be a man, but not really a man yet. So they still let her fight as a female. So I think that's the thing, you know, everyone is so afraid of, you know, being the one to draw the line that no one's done it. So, you know, it's just, you know, there's so many different factions of it. You know, it's a lot to keep up with. So
yeah,
I just want to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Kevin. That's the other side of it. We have that element as well. We have females who are transitioning to men who are taking what would be normally illegal supplements.
Correct.
They're being allowed to legally take them because they are self-identifying. Okay, again, that's fine, but you can't compete athletically because you're taking illegal supplements. I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, the line has to be drawn at athletic competition. We're not talking about the rest of your rights, the rest of the world. We are all unanimously for you. We are fully supportive of whatever you want to be and whatever you want to do. You just can't trample on the rights of others in athletic endeavors in the process because it's not fair to them.
Right. And I mean, many times, you know, with many events, you know, they test men for testosterone levels because, you know, they want to make sure that no one is abusing testosterone and, you know, gaining the system that way. But then, you know, any woman that says, you know, I want to be a guy, then take as much as you want. And then when you decide you want to be a man, then you can be a man. It's just, it just seems like there's no boundaries on it. So yep.
You're 100% right. 100% right. Thank
you. All right, thanks, Walt.
Yep, it's a good job. Because that is the flip side of it. And we've seen those cases as well. And again, we just have to stop it. We can't let these people be defining and dictating the terms. It's an absurdity. And the worst part is that then these individuals are going out and they're actually celebrating like they've done something. And of course, they haven't done anything. What they've done is they have found some loophole by which to reclassify themselves and be able to compete against female athletes and somehow take advantage of that. And we have to close those opportunities. You just can't have it. You can't have it. We are absolutely trampling on the rights of many to allegedly respect the rights of a few. And that's counterintuitive. None of that makes any sense. And now we're going to do it in the Olympic Games. And again, I think that's even worse. Because, you know, if you're the parent of a female athlete who's worked her whole life, 15 years of her life, to get to the Olympics, to try and represent their country and win a medal. And now you're going to tell them that, well, at the end of the process, again, we're going to Lucy pull the football on Charlie Brown, and we're going to throw males in to compete against you. And I'm sorry. Look, this is what it is. I know you don't like it. I know you don't. I know you think that's being transphobic to call them males. I'm sorry. In the realm of athletic competition, they are males. Outside of that, I will absolutely respect whatever terminology you would like me to employ. So outside the realm of athletic competition, I will be glad to respect whatever terminology you would like me to employ. I will use whatever word you want in describing who you are. Whatever you want. I'm like that. I'm flexible. I'm known for that. I will use whatever term you would like. But I'm sorry, in the realm of athletic endeavor, you're a male. Period. Because for 20 years or whatever the term is, you've been a male. And that's just the way it is. Biologically, that's the way it is. There is no argument against that. I'm sorry, there isn't. There's not. So it's not being transphobic at all. It's not being trans anything. It's about fairness and equity. It's about opportunity and protecting the opportunity of the female athletes of this country. Protecting them from having to compete against males. And I don't understand how anyone with an IQ over 50 can argue anything other than this. And I would be glad to entertain those arguments. Because they're so stupid. I mean, they're so completely counterintuitive. They fly in the face of everything that we stand for, too, in terms of fairness and competition. And if you're the parents of a female athlete of any age, this is what's going on. This is happening. This is happening everywhere. The people are intent on making your daughters compete against males. And thinking that that's okay. And again, that is what it is. Not being transphobic at all. As I said, I fully respect your right to call yourself what you want, to be whatever you want, to identify in any way you want. But in terms of athletic competition, you're a male. If you've been a male for 20 years, you're male. Period.
it's inarguable. It's factual. Let me tell you about Optinose. I went up to Earth Creations and Traveler's Rest. Family-owned, family-run business. I met Donald, this whole family. Incredible state-of-the-art facility. I toured it. They've manufactured everything in the U.S. for over 40 years. This is who they are. I mean, it's football fields and football fields. I went in the lab. It's just an unbelievable experience to go see Earth Creations and Optinose and get that tour. Optinose is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your overall physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinose, over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. This is the secret to Optinose. You build big muscles, you get stronger faster, you burn the fat. Optinose works on a genetic level, and that's the real difference. Your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy. It stores protein then directly into your muscle tissues. Optinose combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combination means you get back into shape faster. Clinical studies have proven it. Optinose will let you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. Go to upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com. Order yours. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
This Saturday, Brad Bramell and his Tigers close out the regular season at home as they host our friends from New York, the Syracuse Orange, in Little John as we prepare for ACC tournament play. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
This is Jared Burton on behalf of Burton Properties. My family.